Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite. This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Chaussois.
Appreciate you guys. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Happy Bobby!
You sounded like Guy LaDouche there for a second.
Yeah, Chaussois.
Yeah.
Guy LaDouche.
Who's Guy LaDouche?
From MXC. Remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Dude, MXC is the greatest.
Television's most.
That's a throwback.
I would have never gotten through high school without MXC.
Dude.
The late nights when there was nothing going on, you were at a buddy's house, you could turn that on, crack open a Steel Reserve, and you were good to go.
MXC. Steel Reserve.
Shout out Colby Hepner, wherever you are, you beautiful, beautiful human being.
Might have to throw on some MXC tonight.
Probably streaming somewhere.
I think I'm going to as well. I think I'm going to get home and load up a big fat bowl of Cheerios and watch some MXC.
I think it's on Tubi.
Oh, Tubi. Tubi's free.
Which is free.
Well, we're going to. I love that you went full Papa T. It's free.
It's free.
In fact, it's more free than
it costs us no money.
Costs us no money. I love cows.
Some of the best 90s programming, 2000s.
It's
programming.
So good. I think I'm going to watch. Joe? You want to simulcast it? We could FaceTime each other.
We're going on Twitch live tonight watching some MXC.
Some MXC, bro. Me and Fish.
Join us, chat.
Yeah, go watch all that old stuff. Seriously, I love all those free channels like Tubi and Pluto. Go watch.
They do have a lot of the stuff that's like
the perfect,
not important, nothing that's like really culturally significant,
yeah,
but things that you remember being important to you at a specific time.
It's the perfect like millennial like time capsule.
Like I love Hanna-Barbera cartoons. The old
hell
stuff.
Yeah.
Like when I first started loading bowls of Cheerios, like I loved old cartoons. Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, Jetsons, etc.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, Legend of the Hidden Temple, Power Rangers, all that good stuff. And you can do the Netflix thing, by the way, with the simulcast. You can, like, watch a movie with a friend. So maybe you guys line up, do that, watch some old episodes.
But can we go live,
of
Chad?
Seinfeld or something.
Can we go live?
I'll get a headset. I'll get, like, a Britney Spears thing, and we'll do it.
All right, guys. I want to be there if that's happening. Let's start with something related to Bobby Bonilla Day. Of course, we've all been talking about deferred money a ton in Major League Baseball specifically since Shohei Ohtani signed his big deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I swear to God, if you mention Chris Davis's name.
No, I mean, he's on the list.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes, actually.
Max Scherzer.
It is one Ken Griffey Jr. that we are going to talk about. There is just a couple of fascinating facts within all the guys like Manny Ramirez making a ton of money. I think Brett Saberhagen made $250,000 a season until like last year, and he was 60.
That's awesome.
I know, right? Just cashing this check for
this
30
guy's
years.
Dead. Yeah. Then cross him off.
Exactly. Well, one guy who was not dead but was still making money, as we were talking about, on Bobby Bonilla Day, getting his $1.19 million check from the Mets for 10 more years, actually. Well, another guy getting a check from his former team, that is Ken Griffey Jr. He has been getting, or at least was up until last season, getting a ton of money. $3.59 million a season in deferred compensation from the Reds. He wanted to sign with Cincinnati so bad, guys. He took not only a hometown discount, but then deferred some of this money for Cincinnati so they wouldn't have to pay it until later. But guys, fair or foul, pretty hilarious. So that was happening until 2024. The Reds have been in a bit of a rebuild the past few years. So fair or foul, Ken Griffey Jr. made more money in 2023 in Reds salary than everyone else actually on the roster. Fair or foul?
Oh, there's no way the Reds roster is under $20 million. There's no way the kid made $20 million.
Wait. No, I'm saying...
Say this again?
$3.59 million.
Oh,
so his yearly
made more than anybody else.
On that year's roster in 2023.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, who knows, like... They've had rebuilding years there, but they've had a couple of guys.
LA hasn't gotten his con.
I am gonna, in 2023 is the year?
2023.
I'm going to say foul because I choose Joey Votto.
Okay.
Was he?
I know, that's the question. Was he still on the team? That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Votto. I didn't mean to like skew your thoughts here, Joe, but that's what I'm going with. You can't cheat. Don't cheat. Put that laptop down. Joe's cheating.
He's looking.
Was Bronson Arroyo on the Reds at the time?
Getting Higgy with it.
That's a name that I've not heard in a long time.
2023. Over 3.95 in a yearly salary.
2023, the Reds were pretty bad.
There's got to be at least one veteran on the Reds that was making.
That's what I was thinking about, Joey Votto.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul that there was at least one dude on that team that was making
Mike Moustakas?
3.95.
Oh, Moose. I forgot about him. No, it was not the Moose. You guys are both correct. It is foul. It was one Joey Votto.
Nice.
It was the final year of his deal. $25 million salary. The next closest, 1.95, Nick Senzel, their center fielder for that year. And yeah, everybody else basically, outside of a couple of relievers, we're all getting the major league minimum. So pretty funny to see a rebuilding team like that still paying a guy 20 plus years later more than they're paying everybody on their roster.
Yeah, it I sat in
basically
on,
happened.
I sat in on Danny and Dusty today, and Danny and I were talking about Bobby Bonilla Day, and we were kind of talking about how, you know, there's a lot of people with deferred money. Like Chris Davis has some deferred money, Ken Griffey Jr. has deferred money, Max Scherzer. He has some serious deferred money.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 20 plus million that he's going to get paid till like 2035.
Devers.
But it's kind of like the whole Bonilla situation without, you know, annoying everybody and getting into it for the thousandth time today in sports radio. It's more fascinating because of the Bernie Madoff situation, the paying you to go away. It's a giant market. It should have been 6 mil, turns into 29. So there's so many things part of it. I would like to know the day that Shohei gets his first $70 million paycheck.
Yeah.
And then that will be Shohei Ohtani Day. Because that will be after Bonilla's done. And I would like to continue Bonilla into Shohei.
But the guy, like, Shohei is good.
Understood. Bobby Bonilla was a good player. Now he's not Shohei level, but Bobby was a good player.
Nah.
Bobby was an okay to above average player.
He was jettisoned, though, on the downswing of his career.
Well, because they wanted to get Mike Mussina, but he signed a 2-year deal.
And you bring up the perfect. It wasn't really as much as the downswing, as much as they thought, hey, we're going to make 10% on all these Bernie Madoff investments.
Well, it was that Bernie stuff.
So 8% to Bobby Bonilla, we're still going to make money.
I'm telling you, in 2035, when Shohei is not playing baseball and collects a $70 million check a year for 10 more years, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to talk about that.
Damn right.
And I'm going to pull this up because I'm pretty sure after Bonilla signed that contract.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the thing, is that...
Well, yeah, but before that, he was a pretty good player. You going to tell me that Pujols' contract is garbage because he sucked after it?
Well, kind of.
Still a Hall of Fame player. Still hit 700 home runs.
Bobby Bonilla, Albert Pujols, not exactly the same.
Did Bonilla, was that in New York?
Also played third base, though.
Was it in New York where Bonilla told the reporter, make your move?
Don't remember.
God, he was not fun to deal with for anybody, it sounds like. Okay, guys, let's move on to another
person. I retract my statement somewhat.
Not fun to deal with. That would be one, and I'm not sure any team wants to deal with him. That would be one Wander Franco, of course. The case about him seemingly wrapped up down in the Dominican Republic, found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor after that sexual relationship he had with a 14-year-old when he was 21, became public and basically started getting investigated a couple of years ago. He was put on the restricted list, has not been removed from that. You were talking about whether or not the Rays would have to pay his 11-year, $182 million deal. Not really sure about that, but one thing that I'm also not sure of that I think actually has a potential of happening is whether or not he could be on another roster again. Remember, he's still very young. I'm not saying I support it. I don't. But teams want good baseball players, and I've heard some crappy justifications in the past. Thankfully, it seems like we've moved to a point in society where we don't see teams doing that nearly as much anymore. See Ray Rice as an example for the Baltimore Ravens. But guys, fair or foul, Wander Franco will play another MLB game.
Foul.
Absolutely foul. If you can't get into America, you can't play.
Well, yeah, he can't right now, though, right? But think about this. 7 years down the road.
I don't see it.
No, okay.
I don't see it. I just think even if it was 7 years down the road, I don't know
how. The MLB basically has a line where it's like, oh, hit your wife? Hit your girlfriend? Physically assault a woman? Might make an exception for that.
We'll let that go, paging Marcelo Zuna.
I feel like there's two things in society that you cannot come back from. Murder and any
pedophilia.
Sort of pedophilia. Yeah.
Trevor Bauer can't get a job.
And he is pretty much
And he was
point,
kind of exonerated.
He was, yeah, he not kind of, literally was. The accuser had her lawsuit thrown out.
And he can't get a job.
Yeah. Hard foul on this.
Yes. Hard foul.
That thing is lining left way out of the stadium.
In about 2 years.
It's in the parking lot.
In about 2 years, we're going to hear about Wander Franco being arrested in the Dominican Republic for a DUI. Like, that's the next time we hear about him. That's the last time we hear about
him. Quite frankly, I hope I don't ever hear about him.
Yeah.
Weird about the Marcelo Ozuna thing. It wasn't caught on tape, right? But the Julio Urias thing was. I remember he got
look at Julio Urias.
Like, but literally, if it's caught on tape, I guess, Ray Rice, another example. Like, if you do it behind closed doors, apparently MLB's okay with it.
As long as you don't see it.
It sucks.
Wow. Who was in the staircase?
Oh, the minor league player, I believe, at the time.
Ooh, sorry, I had to scratch my ear in my head.
Was it a Braves? No.
Was it Ric Flair?
No, it was a minor league player, though, right?
Yeah, there was an MLB player. Maybe he was in the minor leagues, but he was beating up his girlfriend in a staircase somewhere.
Like at a stadium.
In a parking garage. Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh, no, they all suck.
Jackass.
Playing baseball is a privilege.
Yeah. You're damn right. All right, guys, I got one more for you. Let's see. Ooh, all right. So not necessarily a stump you, but kind of a see where you guys are leaning here in about 6 or 7 weeks from now. Seattle Mariners, Cleveland Guardians, both been playing at different points of this season. Cleveland, not so much lately. Seattle, still technically in the wild card, but about 3 or 4 games better than the Cleveland Guardians. Although, I know, Patrick, you are a diehard Guardians fan.
Unfortunately, that's my squad.
I mean, you guys, hey, I'm jealous of you guys' third baseman, man. Jose Ramirez is a freaking stud. Stephen Kwan, for some reason, has a diamond rating in MLB The Show. But
Platinum glove winner.
Yeah, former Platinum glove winner. That's right. We got one, too, in Cal Raleigh. But it's just kind of a crapshoot, it seems like, with these teams. They'll show up for a week, and then the next week, they play like absolute S. So, guys, fair or foul, the Mariners have 44 wins as of now, and the Guardians have 40. Fair or foul, the Mariners will finish the season with more wins than the Cleveland Guardians.
Wow.
Well, Alan A. loves hearing me say this.
He's coming right at your throat.
Alan A. will love this. I will say fair. I think Cleveland is in some big trouble, an historically awful offense for the month of June. I believe we had 4 hits in 3 games. That Nick Martinez almost no hitter. Yeah, and that'd be against my team. And this team, or no, sorry, it wasn't Nick Martinez. It was. No, I think it was Nick Martinez. Yeah. This team's really bad. I thought this team had a chance to win the division. I thought this was going to be the hardest division in all of baseball in the American League Central, and it's just not. That team has an historically bad offense. Tanner Bibee's kind of figured it out a little bit.
I would say the Royals have a historically bad offense at this point.
But they got Bobby Witt, and I think you'd rather have Bobby Witt than Hosey.
Not this season.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I'm going to take the Mariners. I mean, Cal Raleigh's an MVP candidate, and the pitching staff isn't even there. You know, Kirby's starting to make his way back, but, you know, Gilbert's finding his stride. Miller's still on the IL. Like, they still have so much more to come to where Cleveland has called up Brian Rocchio again. They threw a party on Bourbon Street when Rocchio went down to AAA, and now he's coming back to the majors. Seattle, for sure. I'll take fair.
Yeah, I'll take fair as well. The Guardians, they were my pick, too, to win the division. I was actually looking at our divisional picks.
I mean, they could have gone to the World Series last year.
Yeah, they just...
If John Kenzie hits one more home run, that series changes against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean...
And that guy's in the minors now.
I think our concerns about the Guardians coming into the season was, and still is, the hitting. And if your name isn't Jose Ramirez or Stephen Kwan...
And Kwan had a bad June.
It basically applies to everybody on that roster.
And you get the bump. You get the bump in Seattle. Like, Cal Raleigh's playing well, and then guys play well around him. J.P. Crawford's been pretty solid. A Rosarena the other night with 2 home runs. Like, when you have a guy like an Aaron Judge or a Cal Raleigh that continue to do that stuff, a Shohei Ohtani that continue to do that stuff, guys get inspired by it. People are on base more. It elevates you, and Cleveland just doesn't have it. I think the real question is Steven Vogt the answer? That's the real question right now.
Well,
you had a good year last year, but it's a year after Tito. Is that the house that Tito built, or is this something that you can continue to do?
Well, time will tell. I think he definitely has a much longer leash now because of last season.
Agreed.
Hey, you got to like Kyle Manzardo hitting for power, though, this year. Hey, he's a coug. And
yeah.
And a pickle.
Yeah.
And a solid mustache.
Yeah. When at the beginning of the season, I was like, that guy's a coug. Right now, I'm like, eh, that guy's a pickle.
Oh, wow. Don't even want to claim him anymore? Wow.
Well, it's just people aren't good. You know, it's like it's hard to attach yourself when guys aren't very good.
Manzardo will be fine.
You know, it's like if Cam Ward struggles in the NFL and be like, well, you know, those Miami quarterbacks, you should never trust him. And if he balls out, then it's like, you know, go Cougs.
Get him a pickleback and some Cougar Gold, he'll be fine.
And some whiskey.
Some whiskey.
Sculpt Travis Pizzana. He'll be fine.
I would like that a lot.
In due time.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.